April 1st, 1897. The Duty and Privilege of Giving. Ellen G. White. Sunday, May 30th. Part 2. The Lord has made men his agents, and with hearts filled with the love of Jesus, they are to cooperate with him in turning men from error to truth. God blesses the earth with sunshine and showers. He causes the earth to bring forth its plenteous treasures for the use of man. The Lord has made man his almoner to dispense his heavenly gifts by bringing souls to the truth. Will my brethren in America inquire how the precious, saving truth reached them when they were in darkness? Men and women brought their tithes and offerings unto God, and as means filled the treasury, men were sent out to advance the work. This same process must be repeated if souls in darkness are reached in this day. The necessities of the work now demand a greater outlay than ever before. The Lord calls upon his people to make every effort to curtail their expenses. Again, I plead that instead of spending money for pictures of yourself and your friends, you should turn it into another channel. Let the money that has been devoted to the gratification of self flow into the Lord's treasury to sustain those who are working to save perishing souls. Let those who have houses and lands give heed to the message: sell that ye have, and give alms. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The Lord is soon to come. We must work while the day lasts, for the night is coming in which no man can work. Oh, many, many have lost the spirit of self-denial and sacrifice. They have been burying their money in temporal possessions. There are men whom God has blessed, whom he is testing to see what response they will make to his benefits. They have withheld their tithes and offerings until their debt to the Lord God of hosts has become so great that they grow pale at the thought of rendering to the Lord his own a just tithe. Make haste, brethren. You now have opportunity to be honest with God. Delay not. For your soul's sake, no longer rob God in tithes and offerings. As the plan of redemption begins and ends with a gift, so it is to be carried forward. The same spirit of sacrifice which purchased salvation for us will dwell in the hearts of all who become partakers of the heavenly gift. Says Peter, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Said Jesus to his disciples as he sent them forth, freely ye have received, freely give. Let every one do all in his power to help, both by his means and by his prayers, to carry the burden for souls for whom the ministers are laboring. Earnest prayers sent up to God for his blessing upon the laborers in the field should follow the laborers as sharp sickles into the harvest field. Mrs. E. G. White.